at the end of the decade of the 70s, bisexual rights joined in as a kind of nascent political community that developed and also critiqued dominant normative heterosexuality, or the word that's now used is heteronormativity. It wasn't until the late 80s and early 90s that the concepts of trans and queer politics expanded this coalition, when younger generations of sex radicals came along to challenge some of the then entrenched principles of lesbian and gay liberation. And in the 21st century, the further categories of intersex and questioning became vaunted to characterise new identities and positions within the established LGBTQ movements. So you can see in there an attempt to create many alliances between people who didn't see themselves as sexually part of the dominant culture.